George, over 9-3's good for the team going into the fourth. How much of a relief was it to see one finally go in when Gary made that first one?
It was nice, you know. Coach put the lid on the basket for us. He wants to work on our rebounding. So whole first half, you know, they did a great job rebounding, and he finally took the lid off for us. But it felt great when the first one went in, and after that, you know, it started to drop, and things started to change.
What changed defensively in the third quarter?
The communication, you know, we started to talk even more. Everyone started to help each other out. When, you know, a defender went past, you know, another one stepped up and we communicated. And I think we didn't communicate a lot in the first half and then we did in the second half.
Did you notice a change in intensity maybe between the second half and the first half?
I don't know. Yeah, I think a lot of guys had more emphasis to themselves and intensity because, you know, coach really challenged us at halftime to be more focused and really tell us, you know, that no one's going to lay down to us, that we got a target on our back, and we have to defend that. And I think, you know, the leaderships that we have in this locker room really carried over and really stepped out and started to do it in the start of third.
Looked like you were blitzing DeRozan a little in the third quarter and second half, and you and Manu trapped them in that corner the time that actually set up that second dunk by McDice.
Yeah. I don't think it was nothing that we had planned, like trapping. Coach just told us to be aggressive. And that's, you know, me and Minor's type of game, if he lets us run wild. So we were both there, and we can practically touch each other, so why not? And it worked out in our favor, you know. Sometimes it bites you, but sometimes it works.
Your buddy DeJuan says sometimes he thinks he's trying to be too perfect with things. Did it look to you in the second half he kind of relaxed and was just kind of playing ball?
Yeah, he just simply play basketball today the way he normally plays, and anytime he do that, it can get scary, you know, because he can do so much. He's quick for his size. He's starting to get a nice little touch around the basket. 15 feet, starting to get a little touch. So I do the same thing, you know. Every once in a while, I fall into that little lapse where I try to, you know, be perfect or be too unselfish sometimes. And sometimes we just have to play basketball and let the ball roll and the dice roll. So.
George, you feel like you kind of got away with one, considering how y'all shot through the first three quarters?
We've been getting away with some all year long. You know, that's how the chips fall sometimes. Sometimes they're going to go with you, sometimes they're going to get you. Just luckily they've been with us. But, you know, just how the NBA is. You're going to have your ups and downs, and unfortunately we've been having a lot of ups.